Welcome to this podcast, and before going ahead, I'd love to say that I hope you enjoy this podcast, and of course, it's subject to the disclaimers that I've mentioned already, and if you've got any queries, then do go to the website and have a look at those. I hope you enjoy this podcast. So, to recap, Bob got a letter from a claimant saying that that claimant had contributed to the company's intellectual property a long time ago, and that claimant now wanted 25% of the company. I got a call from Bob, and Bob came in, and actually we talked about that claim, and we thought about the key things to put in a letter of response. In fact, we were going to email the response, because that's the way that the claim arrived. So this is the next stage of the story. When we were talking about the litigation response, we were thinking about a number of things. We were talking about tone of the response, and we were talking about the kind of questions that we might ask. Also, whilst we were in the meeting with Bob, we talked about the feelings, because obviously there was a lot of shock receiving this, and he had other things to do, like run the business, and so hence, responding to this litigation letter was time out of his day. There's a few things to mention here that Bob was quite interested in. The first thing is that, in general, litigation is quite a stressful thing. And it became clear to Bob that, as I went through the process, that if this claim did succeed against him and the company, then he would have to pay out a lot from the company. And essentially, that would be very, very difficult at this particular time. The second thing that I mentioned to Bob was this concept of what I like to say is winner takes all. And that is that generally, in a case, if you win a legal case, then not only do you get damages from the other side, but the other side also have to pay your legal costs, less some percentage where your legal costs are discounted to a certain extent. So if you're the loser on a litigation, what you might have to pay is three sets of costs. What you might have to pay, as I explained to Bob, was that you might have to pay compensation to the claimant, you might have to pay the claimant's legal costs, and you might have to pay your legal costs. So therefore, three bills. Hence, litigation can become quite expensive. It's not unheard of that sometimes the legal costs can actually get to quite a high amount and sometimes exceed the amount in dispute. So one of the key things to figure out in terms of any litigation is how much is it going to cost? So as we talked, one of the things that we were talking about as we prepared that litigation letter and email in response to the claimant was costs. And that is one thing that as a defendant, one always needs to bear in mind. If you'd like to listen to how we prepared that email and then sent it off to the claimant, then please log in to the next episode.